Anna saw her mother taking large, brightly painted Easter eggs out of a box. "They're called Pysanky eggs," Anna's mother said. "They're Ukrainian Easter eggs. Your grandmother Sasha gave them to us."
"They're real eggs?" Anna asked. "They're so beautiful."
"Yes, they're goose eggs. Her grandmother painted them over 100 years ago in Ukraine," Anna's mother said. "She also brought something just for you."
"A music box," Anna said as she began to wind it.
The music played. The doors opened.
"There's a dancing goose inside," Anna said.
"Ask her to read you the story about it after dinner," said her mother.
"The eggs must be hard to paint," Anna said.
"It takes time," her grandmother said. "I'll show you how to do it tomorrow."
"Will you read me the story about the dancing goose and the blue egg tonight?" Anna asked.
Grandmother Sasha opened a large storybook. "There once was a kind old woman who lived all alone near the woods," her grandmother began. "Her family was far away. Night after night, she sat and played her music box. One cold morning, the old woman found a goose with a broken wing. She took care of the goose all winter. When the goose was strong again, she laid one blue egg before she flew away. Soon, the blue egg hatched," Grandmother Sasha read. "The baby goose loved the kind woman. It lived with her for the rest of her life," read Sasha. "The woman never felt all alone again."
"That's the dancing goose in my music box," Anna said.
Anna got up early the next morning. "This Kistka pin draws with warm wax," Sasha said, "as you would draw with ink. The design on this egg will have parts that are white, yellow, green, and dark blue. I'm drawing the part I want to be yellow. This wax will protect the yellow part of the design when I dip the whole egg in green dye," Sasha explained. "Another wax drawing protects the parts I want to be white. Watch closely while I tell you a story about painting eggs. One long winter in Ukraine, all the houses were snowed in for weeks," she began. "No one could walk to the village. One woman had dozens of goose eggs to sell, but she couldn't walk to the market. The woman waited for the snow to melt. She became very bored," Grandmother Sasha said. "She painted a cow's face on an egg. She painted a tree on another egg. She kept painting until she had painted them all." That spring, the woman sold all her painted eggs at the village Easter fair, her grandmother said. "People came from other villages to see her painted eggs. They all wanted to try their own designs," said her grandmother. "Some people like simple designs. Others learn to paint in layers of colored dye and wax, as I am," her grandmother said. "Are you ready to try one?" she asked.
"I'll try a simple one," Anna said. "I'll draw a dancing goose, then I'll dip him in blue."
Anna and the Painted Eggs, written by Mary Beth Boltz, illustrated by Liza Woodruff.